WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. In much of the northern part of the country, it's snow. CBS's Jim Krasula says further south, it's cold and turbulent.
The first severe weather outbreak of the new year is expected today across the mid and deep south. The National Weather Service has posted a 3 out of 5 risk of nasty storms, including tornadoes, across parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi.
Tomorrow's election certification should be much different from 4 years ago. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar tells CNN State of the Union that security will be tighter at the Capitol.
We made 103 recommendations, and my job as chair of the Rules Committee was to make sure they got done. We have a new police chief, increased morale, many hundreds of more officers, and we have a plan and a strategy in place.
It costs more to drive into parts of Manhattan starting today. It's called congestion pricing. Many New Yorkers are livid.
We live here. We shouldn't have to pay extra to move around.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Sunday, but a frigid afternoon. High temperatures warming to the middle teens. Our wind chills, though, down colder than 10 below zero with a north breeze. Overnight, partly cloudy skies. Lows will drop to the middle single digits. Right now, it's 1.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you.
I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the weekend's news and we bring back Beyond the Cheese. Wisconsin Knitwear is featured. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinair on air.
Transformed a New England factory into an abbey. The idea of making a movie so heavily focused on Catholics did give the studio some pause, but across town, Paramount had seen huge success with a couple of similarly themed movies, Going My Way and The Bells of St. Mary's, which featured Bing Crosby playing a priest. And that was enough incentive for Fox to greenlight this story. For Fox studio chief Daryl F. Zanuck, there was only one real choice to play the lead. Loretta Young was beautiful, she was talented, and most of all, she was one of Hollywood's most visible and most devout Catholics. When offered, Young jumped at the chance to play the lead in the film, which turned out to be both a popular and critical success, earning 7 Oscar nominations, including a Best Actress nod for Loretta Young. From 1949, also featuring Hugh Marlowe and Elsa Lanchester, Come to the Stable.
Sleepless night, I whisper your name. Oh, a long and sleepless night of who is to blame. Can't help but wonder if you're lonely too, as I lie there and toss about, so at a loss about you. Oh, I wish my heart would leave my memory.
This is right out of the stable of Alfred Newman. Cyril Mockridge wrote the music, but in this musical style, these guys managed to get a platin about plagiarism. Come to the Stable.
Oh, I wish my heart would leave.
my memories alone.
Mac Gordon wrote this.
Why must I redream, relive the joys we have known?
Some people think it's the answer to Bells of St. Mary, 1945. Come to the Stable, 1949. It's about a couple of French nuns trying to make good on a pledge to build a hospital in Bethlehem, Connecticut. Well, nobody really cares to support them. Not really. Oh, they talk nice. By the way, this was based on a story by Claire Booth Lewis. Claire's daughter had died, devastating death, and prompted her to start going to church, and nobody remembers come to the stable today. Thomas Gomez is a mafioso from New York, and he's going to help the nuns. Nobody else will, because he's remembering his dead son, who was a casualty of World War II. Music from Come to the Stable, the forgotten Christmas movie. You'll remember it after this. The Music of the Stars. Hugh Marlowe is in the picture. He plays a neighbor, a composer. He doesn't care for the nuns building a hospital out by him. But then he realizes he is, without knowing it, lifted a Gregorian chant that he heard in the nuns' convent back in France during the war, and he just wrote a popular song in the back of his mind, stealing it from this nun's order book. Now, in a kind of a different way than Miracle on 34th Street, this song, Come to the Stable, kind of, I would say, mirrors our reactions to World War II. Sacrifices made and the greater good. Hey, the Music of the Stars. I want to do something too, but in the meantime, I want to say that this trailer I have for Come to the Stable, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the score, at least as much of it as we can without the background music.
I respect her not only as an actress, but as a person. She's just completed two movies called Appointment with Death and Mr. North. Would you welcome, please, Miss Lauren Bacall? Good to see you again.
That sketch was a riot.
Wasn't that fun? That was fun.
And I was hysterical.
You know,
then.
It was the strangest thing when we did that. When I was talking to the gentleman, I felt a certain reverence, even though he wasn't the Pope, obviously. But the man in the vestments there, but he has a striking resemblance the first time you see
Absolutely.
Him. And I was somewhat taken back. And when I would do the jokes and he would just kind of look at me, I felt almost like it was a real
Very
pro.
Very funny.
Thank you.
Very funny.
Good to see you again.
It's good to see you.
Glad
you're looking smashing.
Thank you, and so are you. I'm going to read a quote here. This is on the Katharine Hepburn, good friend of yours.
Yes.
Wrote a new book, The Making of the African Queen, or How I Went to Africa with Bogart, Bacall, and Houston, and Almost Lost My Mind. Right?
Here's not her life.
Yeah, here's an interesting item about you. I don't know if you saw this or not. She says, an example in the book. She says, while we're looking at people, let's look at Betty, Lauren Bacall. You have never seen her until you've seen her in her bright green wrapper on the way to the outhouse in the early morning with her hair piled up on her head and no lipstick or anything else. I assume she's talking about when you were in Africa going to the, as we say in the Midwest, the old outhouse.
Well,
have you seen
with
that
any
quote?
Luck, nobody else will ever see me going to the outhouse. I mean,
that'd be a great title for your book.
Yes, a funny thing happened to me.
Me on the way to the outhouse. You know, John Houston, We lost John Houston just last week. He was 81 years old. He was a sensational director. And The African Queen, I know you went to Africa during the making of that picture. It must have been fascinating. The picture, of course, was sensational. And
I was there for the whole thing. And
you,
what,
how long did that take? Yeah, how long were you down there?
We were in the Belgian Congo, now Zaire,
yeah,
for like 8 weeks. And then we were in Uganda as well. And it was
not
cheap
first trip to
go
Africa?
There.
Yeah.
Yes, my only trip, actually. It was not the in thing to do at all. I mean, that was before all these safaris, these organized safaris were planned that they do now. But it was, they had to clear the jungle in order to build a camp for the entire company.
Right.
And we all lived in these huts that were made out of bamboo and palm leaves with Mother Earth for the floor. And it was fascinating.
It was
wonderful. And John was marvelous, Houston, because we used to go to the location in a car. And all the little native boys would stand along the edge because we were freaks, obviously, to them. And they would hang on to their private parts. They had no clothes on, you know. And they'd one hand there and the other hand there, waving. And John, sitting in the car like the Queen of England or the King of England, I should say, like this, with the royal wave. Oh, and of course it suited him, as you know, he was an extraordinary.
Not that many.
Through a long and sleepless night, of who is to blame? Can't help but wonder if you're lonely too, as I lie there and toss about, so at a loss about you.
This picture got 7 Oscar nominations.
How I wish my heart would leave my memories alone. Why must I relive the joys we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Silence. I'll beg my heart to weep less, all through an oh so long and sleepless night.
Through a long and sleepless night, I whisper your name. Through a long and sleepless night, of who is to blame? Can't help but wonder if you're lonely too, as I lie there and toss about, so at a loss about you. How I wish my heart would leave my memories alone. Why must I redream, relive the joys we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Till then, in tick-tock silence, I'll beg my heart to weep less, all through an oh so long and sleepless night.
Well, that's something that bothered Hugh Marlowe, at least his character. Because, you see, he got it, he stole it, unintentionally, from the Nuns of the Holy Endeavor, this order that's trying to build a hospital right nearby him, a hospital for sick children. At one point, the bishop says, "Well, I marvel at your accomplishments. Something tells me there's an irresistible force let loose in New England. Come to the stable." It was composed for that sequence, but this artist who has given the nuns some lodgings, see, does that sound familiar there? For Christmas, he discovers suddenly that there's about a dozen more Orders of the Holy Endeavor members coming down upon this hospital scene. And Cyril Mockridge, he's got this great talent for turning on a dime to match all this on-screen dramatics, and he resists the temptation to go for the laughs. What a great movie, and what a pity nobody's seen it. Not for so many years. Go figure. The Music of the Stars. Happy New Year, everybody, from all of us. I see, I've got some other things. I just wanted to mention that if you've seen Come to the Stable, watch it again. It's that good. Well, when I was a kid, my parents went to anything that had nuns and priests in it. We saw it together, Old Bells of St. Mary. But interestingly enough, they took me to see Black Narcissus, which is anything but a Catholic movie. And I don't think you want to bring your kids to see Black Narcissus.
There's also merch for sale below. Let's go see Steve.
Merry Christmas, Johnny. This year I decided to go with Loretta Young and Celeste Holm in Come to the Stable from 1949, directed by Henry Koster. In 1947, Loretta had her best year in films. She made a comedy called The Farmer's Daughter, and unexpectedly, in one of their biggest upsets, won Best Actress of the Year. The same year, a picture she was in called The Bishop's Wife, which we love, was also up for Best Picture. So her stock went up all of a sudden, and she could choose what she wanted to do. She had been a 20th Century Fox.
your seatbelts, everybody. Put on your food belts. Oh, no, it's not that time of year again. No, it can't be. It can't be. Tell me, pinch me. Tell me it's not here.
It's the most fattening time of the year. With that pumpkin pie filling and everyone swilling down eggnog and beer. It's the most fattening time of the year. It's the lip-smackin'est season of all. While you're shopping, you're cheating, impulsively eating that junk at the mall. It's the heaviest season of all. There'll be turkeys for basting and stuffing for tasting, and giblets and gravy will flow. There'll be cookies that Mom baked and a leftover fruitcake from a Christmas a long time ago. It's the scale flattening time of the year. While your diet you're blowing, there's calories going straight down to your rear. It's a scale flattening time of the year.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. I know there's food everywhere. Eggnog flowing out of fountains. It's like one big bar mitzvah. But listen, you don't have to do that. You could have small portions and make ribbons instead of fudge. You can do it. Please try.
There'll be after-meal dosing
and arteries closing.
Cholesterol levels will grow.
It's too cold to go jogging, too brisk for tobogganing. So pass me a hot buttered roll.
Don't you dare touch that roll. I'm watching.
It's the most fattening time of the year. All those gingerbread shingles and chocolate Kris Kringles will tremble in fear. It's the most fattening time. It's a belt-loosening time. It's the most fattening time of the year.
The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Said my nephew Tim to his Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year? Same thing every year, Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Some socks, and some tiny DVDs. But I can't get them up past my knees. Could you return them, please, Aunt Louise? Open this one first, Uncle Bob. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Try to act surprised, Uncle Bob. But I got this last year.
But he got that last year.
A tie, wider than a mile. With a pattern way out of style. With a pattern that's way out of style. Said my wife to our neighbors across the street. I think we got this last year.
I think we got this last year.
What a thoughtful gift, Peg and Al. I think we got this last year.
I think we got this last year.
A plant in a moldy mayonnaise jar. They must have dug one up from their yard. They must have dug one up from their yard.
said the dad to his kids on Christmas Day. Didn't I get this last year? This is just exactly what I want. Just as much as last year. Surprise, surprise. A coupon for some fries. That was really very thoughtful, you guys. Really very thoughtful, you guys. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
I'm sure I got this last year.
Didn't I get this last year?
Yeah, well, thanks. No, it's really very nice.
Didn't I get this last year?
I've always wanted something like this.
Just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Let's take some Alka-Seltzer and a box of antihistamines too. We'll bring some Kleenex with us and sing a chorus or two. Let's let my red nose lead us and us there right in spite of the flu.
Hack it up, lung it up, let's go. Fair chance in the snow. We're coughing up a yellow and green rainbow.
Cough it up, cough it up, cough it up. Oh man, there's some on my head. My throat's as rough as leather and raspy as it can be. Let's take some Kleenex with us and sing a carol or two. We'll make our noses rather on a sleigh ride to go with the flu.
My kid came home from preschool with a cough today. He'll infect the whole darn neighborhood in about a day.
We'll be calling in sick to work until the diarrhea stops.
At the pharmacy, we'll get lots more pills to pop. Pop, pop, pop.
I took every medication I can legally buy.
For the coughing, sneezing, sniffling, and the watery eyes.
I'll be getting real drunk on NyQuil. I'll take Contact till I'm high.
Whoa. This wonderful buzz is great, but I'm glad I don't have to drive.
Just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Come on, it's lousy weather for a flu ride together with you.
Ba 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 da da.
Music of the Stars. That's Jack Gressel and Julie. It's Jill Jensen with lyrics you never hear till now. Brubeck had the hit on this. Let's hear it for lyrics.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five, just take five. Stop your busy day and take the time out to see. I'm alive, I'm alive. Though I'm going out of my way just so I can pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not a place. Still I know all eyes are for me. I feel tingles down to my feet when your smile gets much too discreet. Sends me on my way. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? You could offer a bite. Start a little conversation now, it's alright. Just take five, just take five.
Thank you.
Henry Mancini.
That's what you'll be saying in the slammer, punk.
His driver's license. At last, at last. And your name is? Mr. What's-It-To-Ya. What kind of ridiculous name is that?
It's my ridiculous name. What's-It-To-Ya.
That's enough of that.
Let's climb from the sky and sing it with all. sunshine above. Hallelujah. The bells will go ring. Yes, ringing from dawn till night. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hand in hand. Hallelujah. All over the land.
Stephen Eady from the 70s. The Music of the Stars. The Civic Media Radio Network. Happy New Year, everybody.
I will sing hallelujah.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Hallelujah, and you'll shoot the blue.
get you through the darkest day. Satan lies awaiting and creating skies of gray. But hallelujah, hallelujah, helps to shoo the clouds away.
This is Ted Heath and the music from Hit the Deck. Vince Humans wrote them. Here's Francis Albert.
Let me tell you about a gal I know. She's my baby and she lives next door. Every morning before the sun comes up, she brings my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I got no friends, I know she'll go with me down to the end. Everybody asks me, how do I know? Smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone, tell her that I'm all alone. By the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there ain't nobody hanging around, she just kisses me and then holds me tight and tells me, baby, everything's gonna be all right. That's why I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so.
come on, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy, the Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, we're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get happy, Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy, we're going to the promised land. Heading across the river, throw your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, you better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready. Get ready. Get ready for the judgment day.
This is the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy New Year, everybody out there, and all our stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, Waukesha, WAUK 540 and 101.7. Happy New Year. We made it. Stand by for CBS News. Who knows what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours? CBS has it.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. In much of the northern part of the country, it's snow. CBS's Jim Krasula says further south, it's cold and turbulent.
The first severe weather outbreak of the new year is expected today across the mid and deep south. The National Weather Service has posted a 3 out of 5 risk of nasty storms, including tornadoes, across parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi.
Tomorrow's election certification should be much different from 4 years ago. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar tells CNN State of the Union that security will be tighter at the Capitol.
We made 103 recommendations, and my job as chair of the Rules Committee was to make sure they got done. We have a new police chief, increased morale, many hundreds of more officers, and we have a plan and a strategy in place.
It costs more to drive into parts of Manhattan starting today. It's called congestion pricing. Many New Yorkers are livid.
We live here. We shouldn't have to pay extra to like move around.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.